Blog Talk Radio.
Rolo solo. What up, homie? Relax and relay. Go. What the city want, what the city get. Yeah, we do it for people without the benefits. It's all power to the people that we represent. Independent music from artists you haven't heard it yet. Playing all cheers, bringing great vibes. Everyone, pull up a seat, let's have a great time. Eastern clock, Tuesday from 8 to 9. Wednesday, drop and pop from 7 to 9. Friday, we awesome, we bound to shine. Then it's on again at 7, about to bring it live. Saturday, we energize, come back from 5 to 6. Season through those speakers and we eating with some chopper sticks. Yeah, you know the show about to take off. We made it look fat as a rat and about to make off. The plan been set and everything is flowing. Time to place them bets.
All right, all right, all right. Guess what? It's the end of the week. It's Friday. We made it. Everybody did make it. Everybody did not make it. This is the Relax and Relay Show. I am your host, Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Rolling, if you know me. You dig what I'm saying? Say, we're in here with a few beautiful ladies today. We're going to do a lot of talking. We're going to do a lot of talking and a lot of talking. I'm going to do a lot of listening. I know somebody going to do a lot of talking. Right. Yeah, you know. For those who can see us, y'all see us. And for those who can't, we're in here with Miss Tammy, CEO, owner, Big Thick Designs.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all go check it out. All the BBWs, y'all like the shop. Wear some new clothes, man. You know, if you're in the Pontiac area, you can find it on 2701 Elizabeth Lake Road. But if you're not in the area, just go to the website. What's the website, Tammy?
www.bigthickdesigns.com.
Bigthickdesigns.com.
But we do have sizes small through 5X.
What's the small?
Me.
So you got clothes for everybody then.
Yep.
Okay, so it ain't just BBW. You got clothes for everybody.
Yep, I shop too before.
But you might see something in the BBW size and you be like, oh, this is cute, you got the and I'll be like, mm-mm.
Right. Because this stuff in here, I know you damn sure can't fit in.
I sure can.
Uh-uh.
What you trying to say?
You got to wrap it around you like 7 times.
No, that's totally not 7 times. Not 7 times.
Yeah, you're a thin man.
Yeah, that's true. That's real true, I guess. I ain't even
going to
argue that.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Yeah. So, we got some topics for today. We got some stories for today. We'll also be speaking with Miss Kenya B, Healing Matrix, for those who like to deal with the astrology side of things and the energies and your chakras and your stones. And, you know, I had seen this one post on Facebook. Dude that put, my girl had burned some sage last night and I woke up outside.
They put anything on Facebook.
So, you know, so maybe you was the demon. Maybe you was the demon. And then I heard see another one like, how y'all burning sage and y'all got the windows closed? Y'all just got the demons running in circles.
That's funny.
So, yeah, man, hey, it's the end of the week. Hey, it's Freaky Friday. It's Fun Friday. It's Fucked Up Friday. It's whatever Friday that you make it. But guess what? This is the Relax and Relate Show. So do what you got to do to relax so that you can relate to what's going to happen on the show today. Oh, shout out to the co-host, DJ Ant. Mr. Don't forget to tip DJ himself. He out there working while he's working. Shout out Sports Talk DT. Y'all can catch him on Tuesdays. Y'all like to talk sports. We got Brick House Fantasy on Sundays for all the people who do fantasy. Let's see. Next week, well, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. So, as I did say, we got Miss Tammy in here. And then our special guest, for those who did see the flyer, we have Miss... I'm going to say it, but I'm going to let you say it, too. Because I'm just, you know, me.
Miss Brianna Smart, and I am the CEO of Thick Cleaning Services, LLC.
Thick Cleaning Services, LLC.
Yep.
So guess what? For all y'all that just can't get over the hump and clean it up the right way, hey, she got you.
Book me.
She got you. So how they going to book you?
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm all over.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, but if I don't tell you, find me.
Fit Cleaning Services LLC.
Okay, there we go.
Yep.
Okay.
That's
okay.
My Instagram and my Facebook name, so y'all can find me and search me there.
Cool. There we go. There we go. And, of course, as we know, everybody always has a story to tell. Always, you know. So before we get into Miss Smart's story here, lighten the mood a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. So I got three topics. Well, first and foremost, hold on. Let me, Miss Kenya B, how you doing?
Good evening. I'm great. How about you?
Oh, I'm well. I'm well. I'm well. How was your Friday?
It was actually a great Friday. I kept it slow and low.
Slow and low.
And yeah. Nice and mellow Friday for me. I cannot complain.
Okay. So, as I said, we do have three topics. We're going to discuss one before we get into Miss Smart's business, because we're going to be all in her business, you know.
Definitely.
It's
business that I'm, you know, want people to be in.
It's business you want people to be in.
Yep, I sure do.
All right, well, guess what? People, we're going to be in the business, and I hope y'all ready. Miss Kenya, is it a certain topic you want to start with, or you want me to shoot it out there?
We can go ahead. You can go ahead. We'll roll with the your topic. I think it was real interesting.
Okay. Which one? The traditional or just?
Both of them.
Okay. Miss Smart and guest on the side, Miss Lynn. Which topic would y'all like to start with? Trust or traditional?
Trust. I like to speak on trust a lot.
Trust?
Yep.
Okay,
because
so
my story got something to do with trust, so let's speak on that.
Okay, so the topic for trust this go round is so let's say the person that you're dating, dealing with, or in a relationship with, you know, at what point do you really start to trust them with your business? You know what I'm saying? Like, with what you got on, your emotional side and all this other stuff. So, like, when do you really start to trust me? Because it's not something that people really talk about. It just happens. And you hope that a person don't go tell your business. You hope that a person don't go talk behind your back. You know, you hope that a person don't use it against you. You know, they don't bring it up in arguments because y'all having disagreements and stuff. You know, so when do you really know you can trust a person?
I look at personally, if I've known the person, I look at the previous conversations. I pay attention to everything. If you pillow talking with me about somebody else or about certain situations, I won't trust you with my information because you're going to lay up and do the same thing with somebody else. You have to really prove to me that I can trust you with my information. Like now, I only tell people stuff that I want them to know. Like a lot of people be like, oh, you tell all your business on Facebook. You say this, you say that. I'm a very much open book. But that's not all my business. I tell people what I want them to know. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, if I want to trust you with something that's sacred or dear to me, like you have to prove to me that I can trust you. Like you got to show me that I can trust you. But if I know you, like I say, I pay attention to a person's character. Like I got to see you in all your moods. When you mad, sad, angry, happy, I got to know that you ain't going to just come out and be like, yeah, you know my best friend. Yeah, this bitch, that's why she's having sex with five niggas now and da da da. Like, oh, that's your best friend and you telling on them like that?
Hey,
oh,
they
no.
They do it.
I ain't even about to tell you. I'm going to the show, baby. I'll be back. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, you have to show me that I can trust you with something.
Okay.
You know, even with that being said, my thing with trust is, and this is what I've learned, when it comes to trust is, trust have nothing to do with anything outside of you. If you don't have trust in yourself, then you're not going to trust other people because you don't trust yourself to do the right thing for yourself. So when you trust yourself, it doesn't matter who you're around, because you're going to trust yourself to remove yourself if you're not where you should be with the people you should be with. So trust starts with the person. It doesn't start outside of you. It starts inside of you. So if people have trust issues, it's because they know they're not going to look out for themselves, and they're probably going to let this person use them some type of way, or not speak up for themselves, or do something that is not in their favor, because they don't know how to speak up for themselves, or they, you know, their energy isn't stronger than the other person's will, their will rather. So, a trust has a lot to do with the person, not the people that they're dealing with. Because I don't care how long you can study somebody, they can get up tomorrow and do something totally different, 180. There is no guarantees on anybody doing a set thing. They can change their mind just like anybody can at any time. What you got to have is trust that if they do flip the script, you know that you're going to do the right thing for yourself. What most people don't do is leave. They start trying to change stuff and manipulate the situation and all this other kind of stuff. And that's why you don't have trust in yourself, because your higher self knew you should have removed yourself from that situation. You're supposed to be your own best friend. So trust has nothing to do with anybody outside of you. When you trust yourself, you can put yourself in any situation and know that if this shit go wrong, I'm going to be all right, because I know I'm going to get myself up out of there, or I'm going to make a good decision for myself first. So with trust, you know, people like to project it onto the other person, but you'll find people that don't know how to trust other people usually don't even advocate for themselves. They usually let people run them over and run amok and do whatever the fuck they want to do in their life. So when you trust yourself, then you can trust whatever situation, because everybody got their own free will. There ain't nothing guaranteed. But what is guaranteed is that you will remove yourself if it ain't right for you. That's how you trust.
Okay, I can dig that. What about you, Ms. Smart? How you feel about it?
I feel like trust is a very touchy situation with me, especially living now. Very touchy. So when it comes to trusting people, I really put my trust in God first and foremost, because that's who I'm going to turn to when I need to know.
That's right. Follow your instincts. Follow your, that's right, your intuition. That's what he put us, he gave us all of that for a reason.
So
yeah. Absolutely.
So we are all put in a situation right now where it's hard to trust the person standing in front of the line. If you don't know if that person is being honest and being trustworthy to themselves that they got COVID. So it's very, very, very touchy. And I just say right now, I'm just praying and putting my trust in
God. That's why you have
to
trust your instincts. That's why you have to trust your instincts and your intuition. And God will give you a funny feeling and let you know something ain't right. And that's what everybody's supposed to do. You're not supposed to be looking to nobody else for direction right now. It's supposed to come from inside of your own self.
Yep, that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah.
And on that, I don't know if it's off topic or not, but you said something about COVID. But I've learned, even when I put myself through nursing, it's the same thing. You have to treat everybody. They say when you're dealing with blood, treat everybody like they got HIV.
Mm-hmm.
With COVID, you got to treat everybody like they got it. Like, we're taking a risk right now being around each other. Like, I'm sitting next to her. We right here with him. We all talking. This is trust right here. I trust and believe. I hope. Like, I didn't talk to him on the phone.
Yeah, my arm hurt. I ain't heard
him cough today, so I hope that he ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to trust. When we send our kids to school and they putting the little thermometer on their forehead and they ain't even paying damn attention to see what the number is, they just boop, boop, boop. I literally watched them, and I'm like, damn. But I'm trusting y'all with my kids that y'all making the right decision. But you know what I'm saying? So...
So, yeah.
I trust myself.
Right. And you know what? But even with that, even with that, because even with that, you know, but even with that being said, with all of that information that we're getting with COVID, it's so much information out here right now that you still have to use your instincts and your intuition to decipher
the information they're putting out.
Right. So when you send your baby off to school, you doing it because you feel like it's okay to do it. Not because of what information.
God gave me confirmation.
And you feel all right. And you feel all right about it. Right. That's what I'm saying. Everybody in a feeling is your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's your intuition. So when you using your intuition is what God wants us to do right now, because we cannot believe what we see and hear anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way he can get that pure communication to you is for you to be quiet and listen and use your intuition on stuff. And that's with everything, including this COVID.
So do you believe that trust is a feeling?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it'll be different for everybody at a different time. It ain't no set time or nothing like that. It is a feeling. And it's not nothing the other person is going to do to make you feel that way. It's all about you.
Yep.
When you trust that you're going to be doing the right thing for yourself, you will take a chance on stuff that you wouldn't normally take a chance on, because you know that you got your own back. So trust is just a inside job all the way. You always got to be knowing that if you got your own back, you can trust yourself in any situation, because what we don't know is if that person is going to be right or if they're going to, you know what I mean? You just don't know. I don't care how good they be good for 30 days, but on that 31st day, they can flip the script.
Yep.
You know, so you have to... In order for you to live and not put yourself in a shell, in a bubble, you're going to have to trust that, okay, I'm going to do this, and when it don't feel right, I'm going to remove myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how trust starts with anything, in any situation, relationships or any type of situation. When it don't feel right, you're supposed to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
Right about
yep. Totally agree. Totally agree. Ms. Lynn, you got anything you want to say? You do not? Okay. 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 I'm the man's point of view? Oh, okay. Men, I'm going to need y'all to call in and back me up with this one. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not saying I'm not going to speak, because a lot of times I do throw a lot of the questions out, and the people always want to hear my answer and how I feel about things, and I always deflect and keep it pushing. But, I mean, at the same time, trust is, I mean, it's just one of those things that you have to go through with a person, you know what I'm saying, regardless of how big or how small the situation may be, you know, because at the same time, yeah, so like me, take me for example. I'm going to figure out if I can trust you real quick, you know, because I'm just going to start throwing shit out at you, and we're going to see how it goes, you know.
So basically, you like to play a game. Would you like to play a game with trust?
Not playing a game with trust. It's me figuring out who I can trust. You see what I'm saying? Because let's take the show for example. It's just a show. Ain't nothing hidden about it. No, nothing. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I tell you something about my show and this and that, but I know I ain't really told nobody else. Not like it's so much of a secret or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And you just get to figuring out, oh, well, either they didn't repeat what you said, or they didn't have something to say about what you said, mm-hmm. and you start to hear it, because, of course, they're going to come back full circle. You know what I'm saying? So it's just little things that you can actually do to figure out how much you can really trust a person. Because this is the thing. The thing about trust is you have to trust a person to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
For you to think that they're going to be something different, you letting yourself down.
Yeah.
So if I know he's a liar. I know he's a liar. That don't mean I ain't got to deal with you. I just know you're a liar. I ain't going to deal with you in certain situations. You're a liar. It is what it is. Okay. Well, hey, little mama over here, I know, shit. All you do is like to beg, then shit, that's just what you do. You're a beggar. You know, that's just what it is. You know, I know if pop up my inbox, you're going to ask me how I'm, you might not even ask me what I'm doing. You're going to ask me what I got for you. You know, that, and those, you just got those certain people like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, can you at least ask me how I'm doing first? Or you ask me for something? Like, damn, can you speak? You know, so as long as you can trust the person to be who they are, you're really going to be all right, really, on the cool. But that's the thing. You got to figure out who that person is, you know. So it's more along the lines of making sure that nobody's pulling the wool over your eyes, you know what I'm saying? Making sure nobody's putting a facade in front of you to make you think that it's something totally different.
Right.
Well, like she was saying, trusting your instinct.
That's it. That's it. As long as you can trust the person to be who they are, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Anybody got something to say? I'm more welcome to call in. 515-605-9898. How many people on there live over there?
16.
I'm going to put on mine, and we're going to see. I'm going to run this up real quick. You know, I don't even normally go live. I already know if I push this button, motherfuckers going to jump all over.
Well, that's a good thing.
I don't like, you know.
What you waiting on? What you waiting on?
What am I waiting on? So, again, like I tell people all the time.
So, you probably want to see your comments.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. But then everybody ain't going to just want to look at me either.
You right about that?
So, then, you know what?
You could have just shared it. You could have just shared it on your page. Your people would have popped on there. You should have shared my live on your page. And your people would have popped on there.
That's cool, too. So, let me see. This right here.
Some of people don't want to look at you.
Right. You know.
Say that could be the case.
But that's because, see, just my whole thing is I'm more the behind the scenes person. I'm not really the person who want to be on the mic in front of the camera.
I trust that if you go live right now,
mm-hmm.
you bring millions of people, thousands of people onto that live.
Oh well, that's gonna be hard to do. Ain't but a 5,000 friend limit.
Millions.
Hey, we can get it though. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Go ahead and speak it. You ain't nothing wrong with speaking it out there. You never know.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I just think Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, whatever, he's a hater. Because why would you limit people? Why would you limit people to who could be on their Facebook?
So, okay. But yeah. So, fellas, anybody got something to say? Y'all make sure y'all call in 515-605-9898. Again, we out here doing it, man. This is the Relax and Relay Show. For all people who just tuned in on my live here, I appreciate y'all. I see the numbers already going up. Hey, we out here. And for all the artists out there, man, y'all make sure y'all continue to submit y'all music. Hey, we got something special. We're going to have a new segment of the top 10 music every week coming through the show. And for y'all who don't know, we will start putting it on the Roku channel. So, y'all make sure y'all get ready. Hey, and from because it's my doing and I can pretty much do what I want to do, I'm going to say probably top three artists. We're going to see about putting y'all in the IFM magazine every time we do it. You know what I'm saying? See if we can get y'all some centerfolds. Hey, spring and summertime coming. Ladies, y'all make sure y'all get y'all bodies right. I need some swimsuit additions. We're going to have a whole things coming out. Let me see. What else? Oh no, it's a lot. Shout out to what is his name? The guy over the P League for the children. Shout him out. You know, be out there hooping, playing basketball on Saturdays. So I know they're gonna go up. So yeah, if y'all got some kids out there, y'all want to go play some basketball? Hey, get them out there. So this is what we're gonna do. I'm going to play a quick song, and we're going to come back. We're going to get Miss Smart's business. I sure hope you're ready.
She ready. She ready for it.
You ready for it?
Y'all stay tuned through this song.
Stay
she got
tuned.
A story to
we'll
tell.
We'll be right back. You know what I'm saying?
I was born ready.
Shout out to Barry for the P-League. See, somebody's on there. They pay attention. Hey, shout out to Barry, man. Funny act. Y'all make sure y'all get y'all kids out there on Saturdays. They be going up. I wish I could be out there playing some music for y'all, but Comerica Bank always got me in it, like, man, so, you know, I got to make sure people money right. I got to make sure my money right.
Okay.
So, let me see. Ms. Smart, your first time here on the show. So, I'm going to let you be the person who chooses what type of song we
I would like to listen to Meek Mill's.
No. You didn't let me finish. So, now the show, right, we actually play independent artist music. So, music that's not on the radio. Right. Artists that are not on the radio.
Artists that's not on the radio, that's fine. I will give you. So, you want me to talk about like a local rapper that I like that's in my playlist?
I was just going to tell you, give me a region, you know, maybe somebody from the East Coast, somebody from the West Coast, down South, South Carolina, Kansas or something, you know. I just want to see if my hashtag going global is actually working like it's supposed to, because I'm supposed to be touching all parts.
Oh, well, I mean, if you want somebody out of my playlist, I will have to say my friend, my kid's cousin, Brittany Lachey. She's a local rapper here in Pontiac in Detroit. If you want me to go above and beyond, I would just tell you to play a gospel song so I can get in my mood to tell my story so I ain't gonna break down so much. So do you know something?
Oh, well, I think the gospel song gonna break you down. I might need to crank you up. Because I know part of the story. The people don't. You get what I'm saying? So, you know what? Matter of fact, I'm gonna just play one of my tracks that I always like to play.
Okay,
shout out to the home. I don't know why. I just represent where I'm from.
Do it like that then.
Because guess what? I'm from the South, so that's what I'm about to play. I'm about to play some J. Trouble from the South. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I like him.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to J. Trouble. How in the game? You know what I'm saying? Hey.
you better represent.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, they digging your music, Trouble. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better get it together. So, here we go, the South, man. We'll be right back on the Relax and Relate Show.
Man, I done did a little bit of traveling, man, you know. I done missed something everywhere, man, but I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the bottom of the mouth. Hey, let me tell you about the gold-tooth grinning. Yeah. Big wheels rimming. Yeah. Hustling-ass niggas in the trap still winning. Uh-huh. Slick talk form, keep a bad hoe grinning. Boys, big corner bending. If it's slick, we spin ya. Rented, nope. Parking lot empty, yep. Car glass high, but the cup still tinted. Howdy ho, how you motherfuckers doing? Nice to meet you, I'm Jake. First thing first, get it understood that I don't play. I'm from 6'5", clappers in my ride. Rounds of applause if you disrespect my side. Fifth wide wheel on the back of the lack. Daddy with the wrenches and helmets on the shoes. Ain't no slack at it. I catch me sliding low-key in the bucket that got me here. The fitting kicks clean, ain't got a stare. I go in copper pair. Slide bumping 16 switches on my ride. At least 16 rounds and a pistol on my side. Bitch, I'm from the south. Grinning, big wheels rimming. Hustling ass niggas in the trap still winning. Bumping 16 switches on my ride. At least 16 rounds and a pistol on my side. Keep back, relax. Take a listen, ho, while I start explaining the out-of-towners how I go. I need parts. OG popping bruise, grilling. Game of youngsters on how to move, how to stay out the way and maneuver the streets, what not to do. Arguments escalating, usually lead to mops and sticks and niggas grinding quarantine like Corona ain't stopping shit. This ticket, we don't stop or quit. And back up all of that Billy badass shit we be poppin', so let us talk our shit. Life. Plenty houses here, but they mostly under a nigga hood. This country ain't no concrete jungle. He wishing nigga was regular nigga. Doing shit rich niggas was wishing they could. Through the hood, jewels gleam, paint shining, gripping the wood. Gold tooth grinning, big wheels rimming. Hustling ass niggas in the trap, still winning. Bumping 16 switches on my ride. Like 16 rounds and the pistol on my side. Come in, still play hand games, you use your mouth wrong. Never bug it, that's a big difference here in the South, home. Big smoke out the barbecue pit. Come eat me at the park, shine the ties up for the street. They come out after dark, hold it down. Nigga can't cuss in front of no mama highs. Miss Alice knowing me since the baby, still a cuss mouth.
love every second of it, won't trade it for nothing. I love my hood, I embrace it until I squeeze out the stuff. Used to see us calm down, now they just see us coming up. Should've never gave nigga microphone. Look what it done to us, they rap the new trap. Sit back and watch nigga run it up. Think we letting go of this crown? You nigga dumb as fuck. Go to grinning, big wheels rimming, hustling ass niggas in the trap, still winning. Bumping 16 switches on my ride. 16 rounds in the pistol on my side. Bitch, I'm from the south. Grinning, big wheels rimming, hustling ass niggas in the trap, still winning. Bumping 16 switches on my ride. 16 rounds in the pistol on my side. Bitch, I'm from the south.
Yeah, I'm talking about. I'm talking about Alabama, Arkansas, goddamn it, Mississippi, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, Louisiana, VA, the Carolinas, and everywhere in between, you know what I mean? Yeah. Trouble. I ain't a gang, double G, pussy.
What's up, y'all? It's Tammy with Big Dick Designs, and you're tuning in to the Relax and Relay Show on IFM Radio.
Hey, and guess what, guys? We are now back on the Relax and Relay Show, man. I am your host, Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Roland, if you know me, you dig? It's Friday. It's the end of the week. We've been on the voice going on later on tonight. Fridays, a movie is normally made.
Every time.
A movie is normally made on Friday night. So, this is the part where we go ahead and start to dig off into Ms. Smart's business. I'm not talking about the cleaning business either.
I was
going to
add that up in there anyway.
You're going to add that up in there anyway? Okay. Cool. Well, do you want me to start out questioning you, or do you want to let the people know exactly what's going on and why you're here today?
Let's do some questions. Get them rolling.
Okay. So why are you here today?
Did I tell you got the corny look? Keep laughing.
Right. That was the end of the laugh. That was it.
My bad.
That was it.
Well, I'm here about things that I've been feeling mentally with my children, number one, and as a black woman, period. And I want people to understand my story and understand my actions, my reasons, and that I don't regret anything I did in life. And I'm tired of being targeted, and I just want people to know.
Okay. Cool. So when you say targeted, what do you mean targeted?
Being targeted by the system, the police, the judges, sitting judges, sitting prosecutors, sitting lawyers. I just feel like I'm being targeted by the system itself.
Okay. Now, did this just start all of a sudden? And did you go through something for this to happen? Or is it just one of those how black people feel about the police sometimes type thing?
Well, I never felt no way towards the police, but now I do, being the targeted black woman. And back in 2015, I caught a case where I was involved with a police officer that was harassing me before I caught this case in October in 2015. I was being targeted for, you know, driving black in Auburn Hills. That's the only thing I could think of because I was the only one constantly getting pulled over going the same route. And I went the same route each day because I was from Indiana. And I was thinking that was the only route I knew. That's the only route I was going to take. I don't take no new routes if I don't know it. Okay. So this police officer, he began to target me. And
so how long were you being targeted or harassed?
Before I caught this case on October 23rd, 2015, I say this police officer harassed me for over a month.
What was he arresting you for, though?
That's specific time, which was October 23rd, 2015. October 23rd is a bad day.
I mean, you don't got to say what it was, but it was it, you know, legit? Was it something legit they was pulling you out before?
No. Previous times, no. It was no legit reason.
So you never had a citation or anything before you caught the
I got one citation for driving with my music being too loud.
Huh?
I got a citation from it was a noise ordinance or something.
Right. Was it late at night?
Yes. I used to work third shift, so it was like going to work at 11:30 at night. So yeah, it was late.
What you got 6/12s?
You said I got 6/12s.
Yeah, like
well, what? I didn't have 6/12s.
Oh, okay.
But the way he pulled me over, you would think it. Okay. Shoot, if I could afford 6/12s, I would have 6/12s, but no, it wasn't like that. Every car that I got, I make sure it got some music in there, but it ain't even no 12. I just get my factory turned up and, you know, put a little extra speaker in there for just a little boost, but I ain't talking about no 12.
Right.
I got friends with 12.
Right.
So I know what it is, and it wasn't that 12.
Yeah, them 12s, you can't sit back there sometimes.
Correct. So that was the only citation I got from him.
So he gave you a citation and continued to harass
me after that. Yep, that was one of the citations. Another citation was over there on Updike, it's like this street where, you come out the hotel, you don't go straight to the light. But like I said, I'm from Indiana. When I came out the hotel, I went straight to that light on Updike.
Updike and Featherstone.
And I got pulled over for that. I had an Indiana ID still, you know, Indiana. I'm telling him, like, oh, I'm sorry, I ain't know. He was real rude. He pulled me out the car, me and my friend, actually, and he was just real harassing us. Like, he was telling us that he needed to check the car for drugs and alcohol. It was crazy. I was like,
same police officer?
Same police officer. I was like, this is crazy. You know, back then, we was doing our own little thing. We had money. We was getting money.
Right.
As women, we was doing our thing. And he saw that, and it made him intimidate. I don't know what it made him feel like, but my thing is intimidation, you know?
At least search for one.
Right.
So, and I ain't going to lie, at that time, I was intoxicated, and I ain't want no problems with this officer, because, you know, like I said, I'm from Indiana. It's way more different down there. They real racist there. So I was just, you know, I did my thing. I got out the car, but then when the officer was just, like, going back and forth between his cars and our cars, I'm, like, thinking in my head, like, wow. I ain't never seen no shit like this. My friend, she like, no, just be calm. Don't say nothing. But I'm like, I'm geared. I'm trying to figure out why the hell is this happening to us. I'm telling her, like, this shouldn't be happening.
Right.
Number one, like, this shouldn't be happening. She just like, no, just do whatever they say. And that night, it was a crazy night. He let us go, but he took every dollar up off of us. And I ain't going to exploit my friend's name unless she want to be exploited, which I don't see her on here, so I ain't going to exploit her name, but she know what I'm talking about. We woke up the next day and had like $20, then we had the stuff.
So he let you drive intoxicated, but he took your money. He robbed you.
Yep.
Okay.
But he didn't say nothing about you being intoxicated.
Well, no, but...
But he let her go, so even if he said something...
Right.
He take nothing, but I was right. And he took that money up off of us. And then, anyways, that brings me to the case I caught 2 weeks later from that. And by the way, I didn't get no ticket or nothing. Then 2 weeks from that situation, I was driving back down the same street. What's that street? I'm thinking, is that Updike 2? There's a Speedway on.
University.
Mm-hmm. I was taking University to Pontiac Lake. I worked at a USDM or something. They do mail-in services, and it was on Pontiac Lake then. So I knew that this same officer car, because back then in 2015, everybody had the same car. Every officer had the same car. It was that Impala-looking car.
Right.
He was the only one that was fresh with that new Charger. What is it? Yeah, it's a Charger 300, whatever. You know, the new design now. And I saw him. I was driving past the Speedway. And as soon as he saw my car, and my car was very identified. It was silver. It had, you know, 20s on there. And it was very identifiable. And then I also had loud music, you know. So, but this was my everyday route anyways. I saw him pull out. I passed the light, I saw him pull out behind me. And I just knew then, I'm like, he about to pull me over again. This is the same officer.
Okay.
So at that time, I just started making phone calls. Couldn't get a hold to nobody. at that point. Anyways, he ended up flicking me at the light. As soon as I turned on to Pontiac Lake Road, he flicked me. I pulled right into that gas station. And by the way, I do not drive past that gas station no more. But I pulled into that gas station. He pulled in behind me with his lights on. He came to the car. He identified me as who he knew I was, Breonna Smart, because like I said, he pulled me over previous. And by the way, anybody watching this, y'all can watch the video. It's on YouTube. Just Google my name, Breonna Smart. And it's still on YouTube. It's still on Crime in the D. You can search anywhere. So it was a high-profile case, by the way. They made it very high-profile. And that night I feared for my life, honestly. The way he approached the car with the Breonna Smart, the way he told me that my license was suspended after one citation that I got from you. No more than 3 weeks ago. So at this point, I just knew that it was total crap, but I knew that I had to step out that car at the end of the day because it was too much foul play going on right in 2015 with the guy getting shot, Mike Brown getting shot in the middle of the street. You know, it was just a lot of foul play that year. So I did what I was told to do. But as I grabbed my phone to make a phone call, which I was making a phone call to a guy that I was in a relationship with for 6 years, this officer, he began to turn red. That's what they don't show in the video. You know, he started to get, you know, aggressive. His voice was changed and objected me to get off the phone. But one thing I know about is the law is that I can make a phone call. If you're telling me that right now you pulling me over for driving on a suspended license, I can call somebody to come pick up my car.
Right.
And that's what I was doing. He got aggressive. His voice was changed. His face was red. And he was about 6'4", I'd say about 280 pounds. And I was like telling him, like, I'm not getting off the phone. I'm calling somebody for help. I said, I'm allowed to do that. He's going to jail tonight and all this crazy stuff. And after that, it was just like it was a tassel. He was trying to grab for my phone. And I was snatching back from him, and I'm telling the person on the phone, like, yeah, this man, he, you know, he getting too aggressive now.
Right.
You know, just like that. And then it escalated from there. I don't know. I just moved out of fear. I moved in stupidity, I could say today, stupidity, ignorance. And I really apologize. But I went back in my car. He tried to snatch me out the car by my arm. I grabbed onto the steering wheel. In an instant, I hit the gas pedal. My door being open, he was standing in between the door. Like I said, he was trying to grab me out the car. So in an instant, I hit the threw the car in reverse, hit the reverse thing. He fell down. This officer did not, like, suffer any injuries. I mean, there was no injuries in the discovery packet except for a scarred knee. That was it. No head injuries, no nothing. And I fled off. That was October 23rd, 2015, and I was charged with fleeing and eluding, assault on the officer, and using a dangerous weapon, which was my car, to commit bodily harm towards a government official. I went to jail, could not bond out. Back then, I was in hood living. You know, I was poor. I had two kids. I was young, partying. I was having fun, and I was in a dark place in my life. So that's why this situation happened, you know. So with that being said, I did a year in the Oakland County Jail, 18 months on felony probation, which I have been finished, and three felonies. I mean, worst day of my life. 366 days, I went to jail on a leap year. 366 days, I was harassed in jail, picked on. I had to sit in solitary confinement for a year, you know, a 23-hour lockdown. If nobody don't know what solitary confinement is, that's when you are locked in a room for 23 hours a day and 1 hour out each day. Don't get smart. Don't say nothing smart. Don't do nothing smart. Don't do nothing slick. Don't do nothing sneaky. That hour was took.
Right.
And mentally, that messed me up. But when I stayed in that jail, I can honestly tell you I worked out every day. I read the Bible front to back twice. I became mentors to people who was coming in and out. You know what I'm saying? People who was breaking. I was very known in that jail, not just because of my case, because I just never stopped fighting even in that cell.
So how did you end up in the solitary confinement? Did you do something else while you were on the inside?
No, I didn't do nothing, but I had a cocky attitude. I ain't gonna lie. It was my first time in jail. I had a cocky attitude. I was young. I wasn't trying to be told nothing. It took for me sitting in that cell to realize that, you know. So I wasn't trying to be told nothing. Officers would see me there, say some slick stuff. Oh, you the girl that hit the police officer, and I was snapping. You know, because don't disrespect me. It's other people up here and did worse than me. You know what I'm saying? So I understand I did something to your fellow officer, but I don't need to live with that even sitting inside of a jail cell for 23 hours. So that's why I was put back on, I was put on solitary confinement away from general population.
Okay. Now, does he still work for the department?
Yes, he does. He still works for the Auburn Hills Police Department. I can't even tell you his name. It's like 13 letters long. But, yes, I have looked recently and he does still work. Yep, he still works there.
I will say Updike is the worst street to do anything on. Updike University, once you cross over Updike, mm-hmm. And going down Auburn, once you cross over Updike, the worst. I worked out there for 3 years, and they will sit under that little overpass. They will sit. They will mess with you, no matter what. They wait at that gas station that's on the corner of Adams and Auburn. Like the worst. Don't let me call you back. 10-2. Mm-hmm. Music down. I mean, I feel your pain, and I believe that you probably was targeted because them are the worst, and it's always the same officers on route.
Yeah, same officers, and it was shocking to see the same officer each time. I'm like, wow, you know, so yep.
Now you did your time, you paid your debt to society, because you're out here in the free world.
That's correct.
You got a business.
That's correct.
You didn't have a business when you went in, right?
No.
So you turned your life around.
Completely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Because everybody can't do it.
It's hard.
People really quit and give up off of one felony, and you say you got three.
Three. Still to this day, I got three. This year I'm working towards expungement and hoping they expunge all of them at the same time with the new clean slate that Michigan got going on. And whoever invented that, I love them. So I'm working towards that right now. Going through Michigan Works, 1200. I got information on that, trying to get them clean. I'm trying to get a clean slate. Because with a clean slate, I know I'm a bad motherfucker now. But I'm going to be real bad then.
Okay.
I plan on climbing straight to the top. I mean, I want six figures. And I'm going to get it.
Okay. So, in your story, I mean, I did hear you say you have kids. So, we happy to see you come home?
It was her when we came home. I ain't got nothing. I got to send them under the plate. So, that's why I don't take nothing that I got right now for granted. I eat everything off my plate. I'm serious. You know, so I did hard time. Even though it was a year, you know. Came home. I knew I wasn't coming home to nothing. I had that in my head. I knew it. Not even family, because like I said, I was from Indiana. My family was sending me money, gift cards and stuff like that, but they were sending it from different states. I got a sister staying in Washington, Atlanta, Tennessee. You know, they were sending it from all over, but they fed me while I was in there, but I knew that where I had to be was Michigan on felony probation, and I knew that it was nothing else to it. So I knew I was coming home to nothing. I depended on a couple of people that I had went to church with. When I got down here, I got into a relationship. That's why I came to Michigan, by the way. I came to Michigan for a relationship. I met a guy on Instagram, and he was just so dark-skinned, so tall, so chocolate beautiful. I came down here, we hit it off, and then boom, I got it. Well, my first kid, his name is Braylon. He's 7. He'll be 8 this year. And then life was good, you know what I'm saying? I was going to church still, you know. I ended up getting my first apartment in the Riverside. So I'm like, oh, yeah, this is where I'm staying. This is the fast life. I love it here. This boy loved me. Boom, boom, another baby. And after that, I found out that my baby daddy, his name is Curtis Long, may his soul rest in peace. He got sick with leukemia. Mm. He was only 19 years old, and it was hard. I don't know too much into health, but I know that what I found out is hard to find a match for a bone marrow with a black person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all took tests, and it was bad. He got real sick. During that time, my granny also, she got real sick, too. Now, my granny, she's my biological granny. When I was going through the system as a kid, I went through the system as a kid. That's why I'm fighting so hard, but I know now, because I won't allow my kids to, you know, go through nothing, because I was a foster kid. When I was a foster kid, I was actually physically, sexually for many years. At the age of 13, I was running away. I was doing my own thing. I was trying to find it, and I met my biological granny. So then she got sick. She was dying. She's on her deathbed. She couldn't no longer do what, you know, a person that you watched be so strong for so many years. You couldn't watch her. You couldn't do it. She just couldn't do it. She got tired. She got exhausted. And she got sick. So I was alone again. Alone again. And I know today, if I got that alone again, I know that I won't make the same mistakes I made then, because I was a kid. I was foolish. Like I said, I was ignorant, very stupid, cocky attitude, and I couldn't be told nothing. So when these two people got sick and I knew there was nothing left, I turned to drugs, pop pills, sip lean, drunk alcohol, smoke weed, and I was doing my thing, moving and grooving. And that's just how it went. Like, that's how I caught that case. I was moving and grooving, but I still had two kids, and that was stupid. I overlooked them for so many years. I mean, I still bought them stuff. I still went outside, played with them, still threw birthday parties, but I wasn't looking at the bigger picture, and that was being a mother. So.
Okay. Understandable.
I caught that case, and I asked for help immediately. I immediately asked for help. Even during that time when I was free, I was asking people for help, you know. Like I said, I was turning to the church, asking them. And my son, my baby daddy mom, she was there by my side supporting me. And that's when I came home. That's who I went to go live with her. And she had a best friend and her. And, you know, they was always good to me in church. They was nice. They had daughters. They brought them over to play, you know. So I trusted in them and I confided in them a lot. So that's where my children had eventually went. That's where they went. Once when I caught this case, I asked for help, and they showed me that they could help me. They didn't want my kids to go in the system at all like I was. So that's who I confided in, both of those ladies then.
So give me one moment here. It seems like we got somebody on the line. We're going to see what they got to say. Guess what we're going to see? You're live with the Relax and Relate Show. Who are we speaking with? Hello, you're live with the Relax and Relate Show. Who are we speaking with?
Can you hear me?
Oh, we can now.
I didn't realize that you could hear me. I was just calling into the show to listen in. This is Tammy's mom.
Oh, okay.
And I spoke with that young lady on today. My heart goes out to her. She's paid her debt to society, and we're going to do everything in our power. We're going to stand on the word of God, and we're going to get her through this. She is not alone, and she has a voice. She's paid her debt to society. It's time to let her go. Give her kids back. You know, don't try to keep her down. That's crazy.
I totally agree.
She's got people that's fighting beside of her now. She's not by herself.
That's right.
Agreed.
Thank you, Ms.
That's beautiful.
You are so, so very welcome. And we're going to take that first step, and if that don't work, we'll go to Al Sharpton.
Okay. I always want to meet him too. So you know what? Hey. I believe in you. I trust that you will. We're gonna go there.
we're gonna
I make moves.
I know your mother. She was talking to me earlier.
Girl,
and
that woman right there. I say I'm a strong black woman because I was raised one.
That's true.
Stop playing. She gonna make it happen.
She said, I took my blood pressure pill. I fell off.
You're going to make it
happen. Yeah, buddy. Cool. Well, we do appreciate you tuning in. We're going to put you back behind the scenes so you continue to listen as Ms. Smart continues to tell her story and continue to get in her business.
But she can also go on. Ma, you can go on the live if you want to. Just click on my page. You don't have to be on the phone to listen.
Right.
Either one.
Yeah, you can watch the video or you can listen on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, we got plenty of different avenues to catch the show today.
Okay, that's a beautiful thing. I appreciate what you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you. This is Relax and Relate Show. We do it for the people.
Absolutely. All the way.
Okay, so let's see what
we got.
Thank you
for having me on the show.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm going to just put you back behind the scenes. We're going to talk to you again because I'm pretty sure you're going to have something else to say. Because if your daughter ain't right, like you, yeah, I know you're going to talk.
That's kind of
corny
joke. No.
See,
I knew
there you go.
Ready,
like. There you go.
We couldn't wait to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I ain't know nothing about it. I ain't know nothing about it. I didn't. So, this is what we're going to do. You know what? I ain't even going to. That wasn't even no corny joke. That was a real shot fired for the one I was going to say. But, that was. For those, you know what I said behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to play a little bit of, you know what? We're going to go with, who you want to hear?
Just give me a female.
Be a female?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so this one right here, we're going to go to Alabama then. This right here, this is Kika Talon. She it. So we'll be right back on the Relax and Relate Show.
Woo! Yeah. She got big. You know.
Hey, Nell, play that shit.
She fine. She thick. She pretty. She lit. She poppin' her shit. That girl, she it. I said she fine. She thick. She pretty. She lit. She poppin'. Her shit, that girl, she is. Treat me in the eyes, ain't pretty in the face. Thick in the hips, but slim in the waist. Yeah, you know you poppin' when them bitches wanna hate. In any competition, I'ma take first place. Beatin' down on speakers, yeah, I'm bringin' that face. I'ma keep poppin', said I wasn't gon' play. I'ma always win at the end of the day. Get pretty, get money, and I like to say. I do what I want, not what you say. That bitch, that's it, nothing left to say. Wanna hate me and love me, bitch, say hooray. Yeah, I sit pretty, but the Glock on my waist. Any nigga fuckin' with me, gotta do what I say. And I gotta have it all, gotta have it my way. They be tryna not be tryna stand in my way. But I'm already poppin', so it's kinda too late. She fine, she thick. She pretty, she lit, she poppin' her shit. That girl, she it, I say she fine. She thick, she pretty, she lit, she poppin' her shit. That girl, she it, she fine. She thick, she pretty, she lit, she poppin' her shit. That girl, she it, I say she fine. She thick, she pretty, she lit, she poppin' her shit. That girl, she is. I'm lit, that's sick, y'all know I'm that bitch. You know it's fire every time I spit. I've been making this money by making these hits. You know I keep lip gloss on my lips. Bring number that sauce, soak up that drip. The way I bring flavor, gotta have them chips. Got a whole vibe that'll leave on my whip. Thought that I would cuff some, yeah, know that he tripped. I know that I'm fine, know that I'm thick. Real niggas only on my call list. DMs on flood, they wantin' all this. Big boss, big general, what's called this? I'm hot and I'm cold like when the fall hit. I'm the hottest coming up, that's why I'm all lit. This pressure bus pipes ain't no small fix. She fine, she pretty, she thick, she it. She fine, she thick, she pretty, she lit. She poppin' her shit. That girl, she it. I said she fine, she thick, she pretty, she lit. She poppin' her shit. That girl, she it. She fine, she thick, she pretty, she lit. She poppin' her shit. That girl, she it. I said she fine, she thick. She pretty, she lit, she poppin' her shit. That girl, she it.
on the beat.
Oh yeah,
all my bitches banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging, yeah, she fine,
oh, yeah,
but all my bitches banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging, yeah, you wild,
oh, yeah,
but all my bitches banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging, yeah, she fine,
oh, yeah,
but all my bitches banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging, yeah, you wild.
All my bitches banging,
oh, yeah.
All your bitches banging,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, some my chicks be loking,
hey.
But some my bitches flaming, but all my bitches banging,
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 banging.
And some of them from Florida,
hi.
We swimming with the Caymans, my rider's out from Dallas, my white homegirl named Alice, and when she hits the lot, she won't worry about no mileage,
no.
My red bone went to college,
what?
So my chocolate give me knowledge,
got
a yellow stallion banging,
bang.
That make me feel accomplished,
okay.
Where you been, Ricochet,
what?
Baby, I've been chasing and eating steak and shrimp with island chicks from the Bahamas. I took her to the spot, then I busted in the sauna. I ain't come with no headache, reason why I met her mama. Cause all my bitches banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging, yeah, she fine,
oh, yeah,
but all my bitches banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging, yeah, you wild,
yeah,
but all my bitches banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah.
She banging plus she raw, but if it ain't exotic, baby, yo ass gotta go.
Gotta go.
On Tuesday she at Onyx,
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 Onyx.
The little piece and DD bend it over, let me sign it. Now shout it, you approve.
Okay.
Get any nigga she choose, and all her bitches be banging, bro.
Whoa.
She ain't worried about you, cause you be talking that shit,
that shit.
But really ain't making no move.
No.
Be stunned in front of your potty, she clowning you and your crew.
Uh-huh.
I beat it for an hour, heard the long range for snooze. Now I'm really feeling her groove, the way that ass is in them truths. Thought she ain't even famous,
uh-huh.
A pro need of no training,
uh-huh.
And when I hit it from the back, I like to play with her. I'ma chill. All my bitches banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging, yeah, she fine,
oh, yeah,
but all my bitches banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging, yeah, you wild,
oh, yeah,
but all my bitches banging,
yeah,
she banging. Her baby daddy ain't shit. Rock Jimmy Choo, but a bitch play crazy. Drop her quick in her kick. I knew her back in Big T. I knew her back in 03. But damn, Shiza got thick. Rub my hands down on her cheek. Put it that lace front for a toe in. Now lil' mama got me open. Cause she stay shopping Norcar. But what the hell your hoe spin? Cause your whole clique is childish. And where you get your stylist? That groupie role you playing? You really need to stop it. And just because her ass fat does not mean that she fine, bro. Don't know why you still stalking, and what you waste your time for. Showing up to her crib and shit, and she ain't trying to combo. And her status read no lane. Guess you ain't read the sign though. All my bitches banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging, yeah, she fine,
oh, yeah,
but all my bitches banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging, yeah, you wild,
oh, yeah,
but all my bitches banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah,
banging,
yeah,
she banging,
yeah.
GGB BJ rapping east side of Pontiac, and I'm in the mix with Relax and Relay Show on IFM Radio.
Hey, y'all already heard what he said. GGB BJ. What's going on? This is the Relax and Relay Show, man. I am your host, Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Rolling If You Know Me. Shout out to the co-host, DJ Ant. Just got a text message from him. Oh, I didn't mean to do that, guys. I'll be right back on that. Let's see here. We've been speaking with Miss Smart about her over here. And it's interesting. Sounds like somebody need to go do something to this officer that's been harassing people. You know, it needs to be some type of petition or something. Not that type of...
My name on this motherfucker.
Not like that. Not like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, because this is the thing. As we all know, sometimes you got these officers who wear they badge like they Superman, you know. Like you say, like they untouchable, like something just can't happen, you know. But then you got the ones that do care, that, you know, but it's messed up for them because now you, it's no different than how they try to peg the black people and say that we all pretty much alike, you know. So once you get them few bad cops, now people looking at y'all like, oh, y'all are alike, you know. But then you do got some of the ones who will, you know, stop and help a person that is on the side of the road versus driving past them. Or, you know, but some of the things that they be doing is just really, really, really out of line. I can't really.
You know what, Ro? You know, I just want to say before you get into that police conversation. You know, I just really want to tell that young lady I identify with her totally because I had a situation with the police myself. And as a black woman in this climate that we're living in right now, you do fear for your life. You really don't know what's going to happen, regardless of what you was doing, when you was doing it, how you was doing it. At the end of the day, you don't feel safe. You don't feel like they coming to your aid. You do feel like you need to protect yourself. So I identify with that totally because I had a situation where I had to had an encounter with the police and it wasn't pleasant and I was scared and I had kids in the car with me. And all I could do was try to keep my cool. And, you know, so the thing about that is I'm glad you told that story because at the end of the day, all of that stuff happens so you can slow down and so you can be there for your kids.
She ain't even done yet. You ain't even heard the rest yet.
I'm just saying, I could, you know, as a black woman, we had those obstacles put in front of us so we can stop and slow down and see what's the most important things in our life, you know.
That's correct.
I could totally identify with you on that. I could totally identify with you on, you know, out here and got this energy for ready to go get it, especially to make legacies right now because we in the energy of making legacies, you know. So, sound like you breaking generational curses over there. And I just want to commend you because it's so many females that are going to listen to this and hear this story and understand that they're not alone and to don't stop, you know, just don't stop. And first of all, you had to forgive yourself to move forward because, you know, what people do is they don't forgive themselves for making a mistake. Mm-hmm. We all make mistakes. When you forgive yourself for making a mistake, the sky is the limit.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So I like that. I just, you know, I just had to say my little piece in that, but you go ahead and finish your story, but
I really appreciate that. I like hearing stuff like that. So I've been asking people, like, I need to hear positive stuff. I'm trying to stay positive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Don't surround yourself with that negativity. And I'm going to tell you, because you trying to stay away from it, it's going to test you.
It's
going to try to call you back. It's going to try to call you back. And you know what? You already know you strong enough to not even be bothered with it. That's not even the situation no more. I could tell just by the way you talk that's not the problem no more. So, but for those who are there, you know, and still can feel that little call, hear that little call, you know, just keep moving forward because it get better. It get greater later, as they say. It get greater later. You just keep moving forward.
Thank you.
So.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. Because sometimes you think it was only you out here dealing with bullshit like that, but no. Not at all. And it come in all situations, and it's not just on up, Dyke, because I was out there in Dearborn. And so, hey, you could be anywhere.
That's all the white people.
Telegraph a bad motherfucker too.
That's all the white
cities. Yeah. I was in Westland. You could be anywhere. You could be anywhere. You know,
white
really. Yeah.
That's white
yeah.
Water. White
absolutely.
Bloomfield. It's
white
Bloomfield Police Station on Telegraph.
Yeah, white man.
They right there waiting on you. Hey,
you can't
come
wait.
Up here.
Can't wait. I can't stand Siri when she take me down to the
But you know what? You know what, though? I have to say, you know why they be so fearful? It's because they know you know your own power. They wouldn't give a shit about you if you did not know your own power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I learned that way before I sat in that jail cell. I just
right.
That's just how
you just
I
didn't
ready.
Know how to manage it. You just didn't know how to manage it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But they feel that, okay? So when you learn how to manage it, it's no stopping you.
Yep.
It's the fear of you being aware of your own power because we give it away so easily every day to bullshit. So when you become aware that you are powerful and you can create your own reality, things start happening to start or try to shut you down. And so, you know, do it. You know, you just have to keep moving forward just like you did. And know, you'll know that you know that what you're doing is what you're supposed to do because you can feel it. And I'm going to just go back to the feeling again because that's how God communicates with all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case you can't see, just in case you can't hear, just in case you can't smell or touch or whatever, you can still feel what's right. And when you know that you're a powerful person, the things that are obstacles are not obstacles anymore to you. So, you know, you just look at stuff differently. And that scares people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and once you learn how to manage it, shit.
Yep, sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit. Like I said, sky's the limit. So, yeah, I appreciate that.
Where are we going with this story next? Because, you know, we're headed towards the climax, I see.
Yeah, and the climax is just the beginning, too, to me. That's where I feel because, like she just said, I'm not giving up. I'm going to fight. That's what I know.
Okay.
Recently, I went to court, which was yesterday, 2022. I have filed a motion to terminate guardianship for my two children, which are 7 and 6 years old. Their name is Braylon and Bryson, and they're very cute. They look just like me, by the way. they got my last name, too. So I just wanted to put that out there. They got my last name. I went to court for them yesterday, and this is not my first time filing this motion to terminate. I filed the motion to terminate back in 2018, also to terminate, which that was thrown out. That motion was thrown out. I read the transcript, and in the transcript it didn't say anything about the judge decided to throw this case out. Sitting Judge Lisa Borsica, I say her name on camera, I mean, I say it in her face. I say it anywhere that I need to say, because this is a sin judge. And I understand that she has the power of any person. She got the power of a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? But as a sin judge, you also have to do your, you have to show some type of feeling, emotion, trust inside that courtroom as a sin judge. And she has not done that. She has allowed sin prosecuting attorney, defenses attorneys, lawyers, CPS workers, just slander, claim, and make me look bad in court as a sin judge. That brings me to my next story. I go into court yesterday, and I'm feeling amped. I just got on my hands and knees and prayed. I'm ready to, you know, what I got to do as a mother and get my kids back home. When we got on the camera, it was just all craziness from the jump. I asked the judge for adjournment. The reason why I asked the judge for adjournment was because they were supposed to perform a home visitation. CPS was supposed to perform a home visitation to make sure that my house is in living conditions for my children to come and, you know, whether it's visit or come back home. She set that in motion. That was
tell why the court. So you tell us how the kids got took. You forgot to say that part.
Tell how the kids got took.
Exactly. So
my kids did not get took from me at all. I would allow that to happen. Like I said, I was a took kid. I went through the system, so that would not happen. I gave them up for temporary guardianship to mother and great and grandmother friend. That's who I did. Two ladies I trusted. I said I went to church with for many years that I leaned on and I talked to. So that's where they went to when I was incarcerated in Oakland County Jail for a year. In 2017, my oldest son, Braylon, sent to Indiana because my baby daddy died in 2017. By the way, I was still in jail in 2017. I come home until 2017. I served every single day in there. So when I got home, my kids were split apart. One's in Indiana and one is in Michigan, and that's still how it is to this day. So that's very heartbreaking to have your kids are separated from each other. They barely don't know each other. You know, so
but why did you get sent to Indiana?
Because I had I got sisters, brothers. I'm from Elkhart, Indiana. The lady that he's with, I know her.
Okay.
I know her. She was my track coach. She was my volleyball coach. She was a nice lady. She's white, by the way. Her skin color is white. She was always there for me growing up, knowing that me and my sisters and brothers went through the system. She knew we didn't eat. We could barely run back. We were so cheap. She would give us food. You know, she was a very genuine woman at that time in my life as a kid, being starved as a kid. So that's why I leaned on her. I called my sisters. I'm like, well, the grandmother, she said she can't keep my son. I don't want him to go in the system. Can we figure something out? Can we figure something out? And that's when we figured out that she was going to, you know, but at that point in time, it was supposed to be just where he was supposed to be going back and forth to visit. Back and forth to visit, you know, to get the grandma a break. She just lost her son. And that's not what happened at all. I was not called to court. I didn't receive a paper in jail about this happening. She signed over guardianship from her to this lady without my permission, without a signature, without nothing.
The grandmama did?
Yes. She definitely did that. And
so there's no paperwork in the system for it.
It's a paperwork in the system from her end. The judge granted that guardianship, by the way. But what I'm saying, I was unaware that the judge granted that guardianship because guess what? I, as the parent that sat there and birthed his son, I didn't sign no paperwork. I did not appear in court or nothing. When I first did guardianship, yes, I appeared in court, and that's when his grandma and my other son, they were both in Michigan.
Okay.
Stayed like 2 miles away from each other. But I did not grant the judge the audacity to do this. But because the grandmother was the guardian then, and I guess I ain't have no say-so because I was in jail, that's what happened. So with that being said, I came home. I have no car, nothing. I ain't have nothing. I live with her. I was trying to travel to go see my son. She would bring him you know, we would meet halfway, all types of different stuff. So I was seeing my son. She would let the granny see him, so I was still seeing my son. I was seeing both sons. But like I said, I was in a position where I couldn't even take care of my kids. How can you take care of kids when you don't got a pot to piss in? I mean, how can you do anything? I went years without smoking, without drinking, because I knew I didn't have nothing. And I didn't want to jeopardize that. So I kept the guardianship going. I did that as a parent because, like I said, I didn't want my kids to go in the system. And I kept it going, and I kept it as, you know, I would be able to travel. You know, I was going to get my money up. I had jobs and everything since the day I came home. So I was willing to, you know, travel. I was willing to do what I had to do as a parent, and it was working at first. I got into bad with my son, granny, and I got kicked out that house. So then I was back on my own, but I made it work. I got me a house and everything. Got on my real quick. And in 2018, that's when I filed that motion for my kids to be coming home because I was on my feet. I had a car, a nice job, a house big enough for all my kids, you know. And then in 2018, I had got pregnant with my third son. So I do have two other kids that are at home. They with the babysitter right now. I wish I could have brought them so y'all could see how cute they is. But, yeah, I was pregnant with my third son going through this situation, you know, trying to terminate guardianship. So that way when they come home, they can meet their brother. That didn't happen. Send Judge Lee Forster because she threw out that motion. I wrote the transcripts and she had no reason. Not only did she throw out that motion, but she did suppress that in my visit to be took.
Wow.
She
took, so she threw the case out and then said you can't.
And she said that I would not be able to have visitation and that the visitation would be at guardian's discretion only. I was shocked. I was shocked.
Okay.
Okay,
so like you said,
I didn't believe it.
Your other son is with someone that you know, your trash.
Both of them are with people I know.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so the one in Indiana, so is she not willing to give your son?
Correct. Neither guardian is. That's where we're at in life right now.
So they don't want to give you your kids back.
That
regardless,
is
what the system is saying, they don't want to give you your kids back.
The system is agreeing with them. That's the crazy system. That's what I'm going through right now. The system is agreeing with what they're saying. And because the system is agreeing with what they're saying, it's what's making it so hard. You know, I never thought I would have to fight to get my kids back because it's people that's really out here that will kill a kid. It's people that's really out here abusing kids and don't care. I never did that. I never had an open CPS case. When I was able, I took care of my kids. When I became able again, I'm ready to take care of my kids, and they need to give me that, honestly, because I know what type of parent I am. So when she did that, I was depressed. I went into a full depression mode, and, I mean, all that depression mode made me do was grind even harder, grind harder. I had to go way harder than what I was going, because at that point, I'm thinking, she's thinking I'm not doing enough. So,
but she know you got your business. She know
well,
you got
back
a house.
In 2018, I didn't have a business. I was working here, and I had a house and a car. So she got that, took my visitation. You get in court, case with guardians. That's when court was in session. You got your day in court then. She said it was a touchy situation. It was emotional. She knew that me and the guardians didn't see eye to eye, and I'm one of the reasons why. When I came home, they was making it hard for me to see my kids, and I would get mad and I would snap because even if it was just for the weekend, that's all I asked for. They was making it hard. They was lying. Stop answering my phone calls. It was bad. I mean, where I got a stack of papers of me, I'm telling you, like stacks of paper of me calling, texting, trying to FaceTime. It was bad. You know, I never gave up, so that's why I put that motion in, and when she did that and she took that from me, I kept going hard. I had my third son, and I kept going. And in 2019, I just knew I needed to go harder and harder and harder and harder. I came out, and I just was like, I need a different mindset because they trying to break me, honestly. They wouldn't let me see my kids. I was calling, texting, FaceTime. It was bad. I was crying. I would be calling people like, I'm going crazy. So in 2019, I came with a different mindset, and that's when that boss mentality hit me. because I was denied for multiple jobs because of the felonies. I was denied for jobs that I knew that I went and I couldn't have them, you know. So I had to get into the mentality where I just started reading a lot. I read a lot on Joyce Myers. I don't know if y'all know her, but she's a very lovely woman. I was having my friends. I started having support system then. I started speaking up then. I was on Facebook letting people know, like, I can't get a job, I can't do this, I don't know what to do. So I became what I wanted to become all my life, a boss. I always said I wanted to be a boss. My sisters and brothers hated that, but I used to say that when I was a kid. I always said that. They wanted to be police officers and shit, and I wanted to be a boss. That's all I said. I'm going to have my own business. And I got into that. Ended up having my third son, moved into a nice little condo, you know, so I knew I was turned up then. I kept going, you know, not being able to see my kids and stuff like that. 2020, I took off. Well, at the end of 2019, 2020, I built a very, very, very great, successful cleaning business, and I just took off. People didn't know what I was feeling mentally, you know, what I was going through emotionally, spiritually, or nothing, but I just kept taking off because I knew that's what I had to do to get my kids back at home. I guess, you know, the 9-to-5 wasn't working. Maybe she didn't appreciate that. That's why she did what she did. So that's what I figured then.
So what were the guardians saying about you?
Everything. She's an angry person. She's a criminal. Anything to make a person feel so low, that's what they were saying. She don't need her kids. We love her kids. And she's on child support. Yes, I'm on child support, just like these niggas. I'm on support. And at first, I wasn't paying it because I was moving around too much, so I wasn't paying it, you know. Then I got on deck with it. Then they started taking it out of Texas, so I know that it was time to get really on deck with it, you know what I'm saying? And payments, I did, but then I came with proof. I'm like, you know what? You lied. You said I filed child support, and here's the receipt right here.
Right.
$38. So y'all lying on me. You just kept going along with it year after year. We would go get it renewed. In 2020, we got it renewed. In June 2020, I went to court. She was like, what do you guys want to happen? I'm the judge, sitting judge, Lisa Gorsica. I mean, this lady was on the side this day. She said in June, she said, what do you guys want to happen? And I want my kids to come back home. She said, okay, well, then talk to the, you know, secretary, file the motion to terminate guardianship. When she gave me the okay, I said, okay. And that's what I did. I filed that motion. So that's when it was COVID. They claim is now that the motion got lost in the system. I kept calling to the court buildings. I'm getting call logs. I'm telling you, I'm calling. I'm recording the conversations. I'm getting different phones. I'm talking to different people, so many different people. I'm telling them, like, I filed this motion, and y'all telling me y'all lost it, y'all can't find it or nothing. I called the judge herself. She's like, I don't see no motion. It was crazy. And I have receipts. Every motion I have receipts on it. They give you receipts. So I'm like telling them, like, that's a lie.
Right.
So I filed another motion in 2021. I said, okay, well, y'all want to play games like this, I'm going to let COVID have it. All right, let's keep going. And I kept going. And by this time, I'm successful. Like, I'm like, I ain't talking about, like, big as in colossal, but I got a successful business. In 1 year, I built 20 annual contracts, three buildings. One commercial building, a complex with 1,000 from houses I'd be cleaning up for. So I knew that where I wanted to go is where I was going to be. And I'm buying my house right now, buying my truck. My credit ain't A1, but it's up there, though, so I can buy a house, you know?
Right.
So I'm working hard. I'm working real, real hard. When I walked into court this time, the last time we went to court, so it's January. We went to court back in December. And it was so crazy because I walked in court with my friends, my family. They came to court. We get in the courtroom, and on the same day of court, they tell me that court is canceled, but we're going to go on the Zoom TV screen. Why didn't y'all contact me? Why didn't the judge courts email me or contact me, call me by phone to tell me that court was going to be on Zoom? I brought all these people. with me. We all had to sit in the courtroom.
Right.
Some people couldn't even find the courtroom. They moved the courtroom. It was crazy. I had people lined up in the parking lot. My best friend, she would tell you, they wouldn't even give them instructions on where we was at in the court building. It was crazy. So then, she said in court, Lisa Gorsuch, she said that, okay, well, all right, you filed this motion to go through with it. I need a CPS person to come out and advise your house to make sure it's in a safe house. So I'm like, oh, okay, being nice. I'm thinking right. Everything's going good. She said trial going to start on January 27th. Just come prepared. And I was like, that's fine. I was prepared 2 years ago. I was prepared 3 years ago when I filed the first motion. So I'm way more prepared now. So we get into court yesterday, and it just started off crazy. It was crazy the whole time. I go on to ask the judge for adjournment. She said, why are you asking for adjournment, mother? I said, because the people did not come out to the house and conduct the home visit like they said they would to make sure that the kids is safe, which I went out and bought lots of stuff, bunk beds, everything, clips, all type of stuff to make sure that the cabinets is all, stuff that the white people got at their house because I saw that, they live safely like that. So after that's what they, but let me tell you, CPS didn't send me nothing. They didn't tell me nothing about doing nothing, how to make the house safe or nothing. I had to Google it on their website. I kept calling CPS every day. I called them last week and I kept on saying, I'm looking for the case of Braylon and Brighton, case numbers. Them the case numbers. They telling me the judge haven't sent us anything over. From that court date to the next court date was 34 days in between. They kept telling me every week I was calling. I'm even calling the CPS workers that I know that these people got open cases. We're going to get to that. Hold on. We're going to get to that. I'm calling these people. They acting like they don't know nothing. They don't know nothing. So anyways, so she bring the CPS worker on the phone, and the CPS worker says in the Zoom call, she said, I drove the house on December 21st, and there was no house there. It was no house there. She said at 551
in 30 days.
In less than 30 days. Because she was back at the house on January 18th. But December 21st, she said that I drove past the house. It was no house there. Well, where the hell was it at, lady? Where was it at? Where's the house at? What you mean? I've been living in this house for over a year. I'm buying this house. What you talking about? Ain't no house there. So where did all of a sudden, by January 18th, you come back out to conduct another home visit? She said it was a house there. I bet you it was. It was there the time, ma'am. Soon as I get to talking, they mute my camera. Why you mute my camera? Why can't I voice my opinion? Just like she talking about wasn't no house there. How did a house get built there, ma'am? The judge like, okay. Thinking in my head like, what you mean, okay?
Right.
You done muted my camera. You agreeing with this lady? I know you ain't agreeing with this lady right now in this goddamn open court. You agreeing with this lady? Okay. I took myself off mute. I said, so all of a sudden there was a house there. She said, can I continue? I said, you sure? Come on, let's hear what you have to say. She said, on January 18th around 10 o'clock, I pulled up to 551 Highland Avenue in Pontiac, Michigan. I saw a Ring camera on the house. Yes, my Ring camera is visible. It's about this big.
Right.
About this size.
Right.
Yeah, my Ring camera is visible, but my other cameras are hidden. So you don't even know that you're being monitored off two different types of systems. She said, I saw the Ring camera, and that's how I know it's there. Here go the judge. You have a Ring? How much did that cost you?
What does that matter?
That's not even relevant.
Right.
I just want to answer the lady because she's the judge. So I said $3 a month for the subscription. How much did the Ring cost you itself? I said, I don't know. I got it for a gift. And I actually got the Ring for a gift from one of my friends. So she was like, oh, wow, without you paying child support, you would think that you wouldn't have no cameras on the house.
Wow.
I said, okay, you can have that. You can have that. I said, all right, you can have that. But let me tell you why I stopped paying child support. Because I'm not about to pay no child support for no kids I ain't seeing. I'm being denied rights to. I'm not about to keep paying no money to no kid I'm being denied rights to. I'm just like these niggas. How you gonna take that from me? I see my kids, you ain't letting me see my kids, you ain't getting my money. That's just flat out. And that's gonna be the end of that story.
It wouldn't have to be child support if you had them.
And thank you.
Right.
So anyways, that's why I stopped paying payments. That's exactly why I stopped paying payments. So, you know, they got to make sure that be known. We go on. She goes on to say that I got out the car at Mrs. Smart's house. I knocked on the door, and I left a letter in the door. I said, when? What day was this again? I pull up my camera system in the courtroom. She said January 18th at about 10 o'clock. I pull up the video in the courtroom and show them. I said, okay, here, this what you talking about? You talking about when you pulled up and pulled off on candy camera? I said, what type of vehicle you got? A brown SUV?
She drove right smooth past.
She stopped basically 5-10 seconds at the mailbox and pulled right off.
Didn't even put nothing in the mailbox.
Nothing. I said, so ma'am, you telling me under oath that you did? She muted my camera again. Then here goes, then we got a sitting defense attorney, sitting lawyers lying on me in court. They said, what does the lawyer have to say? Well, Ms. Smart don't know her kids. She ain't been seeing her kids, ain't saw her kids in 6 years. I was looking at these people like they was going crazy. Because I've seen my kids every year without the guardian's discretion, and I got videos on that too.
Right.
Because guess what? I'm going to save everything. You're going to know that. I was just with my kids on November 14th, 2021. The grandmother's been sneaking the kids over to see me without the guardian's permission, sneaking phone calls. My son spent holidays with me, Christmas, this past Easter. They're lying.
Oh, well, then they don't need guardianship of the kids. They don't know where they're at. And
thank
they
you. So then I show her that video. Here goes the lawyer. She must have got that off Facebook. She's very active on Facebook. Aren't we all? Huh? Half the world, millions, billions of people? What do that got to do with my kids coming home, sir?
Right.
I say, yeah, I'm on Facebook. But you're telling me I got this video? These pictures of me and my kids that I took in my phone off Facebook. He goes on to say the false allegations for CPS that she claimed on my clients was false. I don't have to claim no nothing's false on nobody. I don't claim information. I ain't never did that. CPS in Michigan, CPS in Indiana contacted me by paper, by mail, and by phone. I got evidence. I showed the judge that. She didn't say nothing. She said, what does the public defender think? What is your outlook on this? Her name was Deborah. She goes on to say, right now at this time, with Brianna being a criminal, she is a menace to society. She ran over a police officer with no care in this world. I said, man, what the fuck?
I always said the same thing, because you ain't ran him over for one.
And then, you know, I cussed in court, but God damn, it's like, ma'am, now you going overboard.
Right, too far.
This don't got nothing to do with me getting my kids back in this house. So then she goes on to say, can I speak? They mute my camera. She goes on to say that I talked to, and this is what brought me down the lowest, to my lowest ability. She said, I talked to the oldest son, Braylon. I conducted a home visit on Saturday. I drove all the way to Indiana to do this home visit, and he stated to me as soon as I walked through the door that if he had to go back home and live with his mama, that he would run away. First of all, my kids, they're not that open to even say that to no person. You know what I'm saying? My kids is shy, all four of them. They not open like that to say nothing like that. So whether you just lied under oath or he did say that, he was coached to say that. But at the same time, you don't say that to nobody. You don't put that on record. Who, you going to put this on record in open court? You going to say that to a grieving mother that want her kids back in open court? old lady, you can kiss my ass. Then she goes on to say, so my recommendation is that they stay where they is. Judge, you have bent over backwards for Mrs. Smart, and I think it's just time to wrap this up. We're going to file a motion to get her parental rights taken from her. Mm-mm. I mean,
so,
I tried to stay the humblest. I started to try to stay the humblest I could possibly stay. I haven't ate, slept in the last 24 hours. I haven't barely drunk a pop.
And do you have a lawyer?
No, I do not have a lawyer, but I am working with a guy now that I got information from somebody today for that information.
You need someone to represent you.
Yeah, that's exactly
because
what
you are doing exactly what they want you to do every time. Every time you outburst and everything, it just go ahead and yeah. And so if you can't control yourself, you need to have a lawyer represent yourself. And know what needs to be said, because you have everything you need. You just don't have the right person presenting it.
Yeah. And
you need to take
what?
That money and get you some representation.
What's so crazy is that I have two lawyers that won't even represent me. I mean, top nice lawyers. I looked at their cases. They've been working for over 21 years. Won't even represent me. They scared of this judge. I got it in writing.
Well, you can find you one. You can find you one. You can find you one.
They won't represent me because of this judge. Now, I found the bad guy today. I found the bad lawyer today, and he said he'd represent me. But guess what? He said, I've been in front of this judge, and it won't be, there's no running against her. They won't run against her. I don't know if they're scared of her or not. He said, I'm not scared of her. I will take your case today. We can work, and we can work. But he said, she is a tough cookie. She has no type of remorse for human life. She's disrespectful in everything. This who came out this man's mouth, and he said he will say that on. He said he will say that on paper. He will say that in open court. How he feel about her?
I mean, why not? They tell me how they feel about you versus the facts.
Well, all that matter in court is what is the law. And you do have things that is working in your favor from what it sounds like, but you need to be using the channels that, and see, when it comes to the law, there is ways to win, but you can't be going in there with all that emotion and everything, because none of that matters.
It's hard.
I know it's hard. That's why you need somebody else to represent you.
Yeah, I'm going to work on it. He already talked about the appeal process, which we got to that today. I'm working with Tammy's mom. You know, she's a very respected woman all around. She's a God-fearing woman. I'm working with some people. I got some people on my side that I never thought be on my side because, like I said, I'm from Indiana. But I've been in Michigan for a minute now, 7 years, and I've been through hell and high water. But only thing I want y'all to know is that in this fighting this storm in my life, I'm not going to stop fighting for my kids.
Never.
I want people to be aware of everything that I'm going on mentally, what's going on with me mentally. Because like I said, I woke up today, I stood up and I barely could stand up. I almost blacked out and bust my head, you know, because I ain't ate. I don't sleep.
So here's the thing with that. How you gonna fight for your kids if you're not taking care of yourself?
I mean, I just figured that was just a little,
no.
I don't know. I had no.
That's where your focus need to be. You need to get someone to represent you, and you need to focus on taking care of yourself and being prayed up and using positive energy and not focusing on that negative that's going on, because when you focus on that negative, you call more negative to you. And one thing about this, what with this stuff being in court right now at this moment, nothing is set in stone right now. Nothing. So it's all about how you respond to the situations that you are being put in. It's not the situation. It's how you respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you need to get somebody to represent you, because they are playing, they triggering you, and you're not there yet.
Yeah.
So you need somebody to represent you, because yeah, it's not fair, but the system has been set up for it to not be fair. So that's just going on deaf ears. You know what I mean? Like, you need to work with what you got. What you got is a lot of good stuff, but you need somebody that's qualified to present it.
Okay. I'm on that.
So,
that's definitely my next step. Like, I'm not going to stop fighting.
Don't shoot yourself in the foot with your emotions.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
They high. My emotions are high, but I mean.
Yeah, but don't do that. Yeah, you need to take care of yourself so you can be 100% for when your kids come back.
Mm-hmm.
What good would you be
if
you wasn't 100% for them?
Them judges is built to not have no emotion. You know what I'm saying?
But your focus shouldn't be on that. You need to take your focus off of that.
I'm taking my focus off of that, but when you hear stuff like that in court, It just brought me down.
It hurt. But then guess what? You gotta consider the source. Listen, you gotta consider the source. You just described this woman. So she ain't really nobody no way. She sound like lower than a snail. So why should her judgment on you mean anything? She ain't nobody.
You know what? Now that I look at it from your point of view, you're right about that. But that's not how I'm
right. So don't care about what she thinks. Care about your kids. Think about your kids. People like that, you give them the power. When you even think about it, you don't give her that power. What she thinks does not matter. It's what you think about you.
Mm-hmm.
And you done brought yourself out of way, a whole bunch of shit, for you to fall back on some. Whoever she is, she don't matter. She don't matter. Don't give that power away. You focus on what you're supposed to be focused on. And you get somebody to represent you.
Delay, but not
denied. Yeah, I'm going to have somebody represent me for sure. I'm moving forward. I just need to get some stuff off my chest, because too many times I hold it in. And that's why it's easy for me to
go talk to somebody. You know what? My email is in my thing. You can inbox me. We can talk.
Okay.
I'm an astrologer. I'll look at your chart, and we can really get in there, and we can really look at some stuff. But seriously, if you need somebody to talk, you can inbox me. But don't give these people this energy, because that's how they thrive. That's how they win. You got to step back.
Mhm.
You got a lot
of stuff
going for you.
At the end of the night, when they finish their court, guess what they do? She go in her little chamber. She take their little robe off. She get in her car, truck, whatever, and she go home to her family and don't give a fuck about what she just did.
And that's why you shouldn't give a fuck about her.
No emotion. They train to have no emotion.
Up all of a sudden. Hold on. We're gonna be right back. We're gonna open up some of these lines, man. I'm trying to figure out who all these people are calling. So guess what? Thank y'all for tuning in. You're now live with the Relax and Relay Show. Who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, can you guys hear me?
That's my sister.
Yes, you can.
I want to run out. Brianna.
She's so
young.
My
sister. For real. I really did want to call in because I know the whole situation. I really know the whole situation. I've been by my sister's side this whole time. Girl, quit laughing. I'm sitting here watching you laugh.
so you're on the phone and you're watching the live.
Yes, I'm doing this all the way to Washington. I'm supporting my sister. I have from the start and I will from the end. And at the end of the day, we gotta fight this, sis. I'm still stuck on the fact that the judge is trying to get sign over your rights for you and not you do it. Legally, she cannot do that. And they wouldn't be trying to petition anything if you couldn't get your kids back. They're trying to make it seem like you can't get your kids back, but you're doing everything right and they just don't want you to, so that's why they're trying to petition something. At the end of the day, legally, she cannot do that, and you will get your kids back.
Thank you.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Well, we do thank you for supporting your sister and tuning in to the Relax and Relay show.
I'm by her side 100%, and I will do whatever I got to do on my end, even if I'm 2,000 miles away, to make sure she get her kids back, because it was supposed to be temporary guardianship, and at the end of the day, people going to be evil and try to do stuff, and, like, I know the white lady that has her, one of her kids. I used to live with her, and it's a front. And I'm not going to lie, it's a front. That's why one reason why I moved out of Indiana. People do things just to become popular, and that's the sick part about it. It's for her to have a black kid as a white woman made her popular, and she wants to keep that because the black kids that she did have left because she was a hypocrite.
So the grandparent is white?
Well, the guardian for my oldest son is white. Yeah, she's white.
Okay.
Yep, she's white. No, the grand.
Okay. Well, you could have had
her.
I'm going to tell you about her, lady, because you know her.
Oh, God.
Even if I got to figure out how to, for you to sign guardianship over to your siblings, if they could go to family members to get them out of the situation that they're in, I will take them, and I won't fight you for your kids. I'm going to give you your kids. You come down to Washington and pick them up. But what they do need to do is get out of the place that they're in because neither kid is safe. They both have open CPS cases. And I was the one that opened one of the cases because I was contacted by the white lady's friend saying that she was putting the child at harm.
Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah. You got all the evidence.
You just need you a badass lawyer.
I sent every documentation to my sister to give to a lawyer. She needs to find a lawyer. She needs help finding the lawyer. So fight this.
She needs a lawyer.
Because there's witnesses. I have evidence. All in text messages and everything. I don't contact people. People contact me. And I've been living here in Washington since 2018. So when they contacted me, I'm 2,000 miles away. The only thing I can do is make a phone call. But they are afraid of this lady. They grew up in a small town. She's big. She's a big fish in that town. She's one of the ones that run that town. It's a small Amish town. It's not much out there.
Crazy.
Yeah, she needs a lawyer. She needs a representation, somebody
And she needs one quick because what they're doing is not right and it's not legal.
So I got a question. Before the incident with the police officer, did you have a record?
No, I've never been in trouble even after the police incident.
So how are they naming that you an unfit mother just because of the incident with the police officer?
I feel like it's a big target because because in open court, that has nothing to do with me getting my kids back. It should never come up in court. That's why when I pled for that case, I did not plead guilty. I pled no contest so that this information would be, you know, not brought up in court. But I guess they can do what they want to do.
How old was you in 2015?
22.
So it should have been a law in place. I don't know how it is because of the officer. You know I went to school to be a lawyer. But
okay,
I dropped out.
I know you told me.
I dropped out. I am not a lawyer. But in 2015, I know for sure that it was still a law in place. I don't know how it affects when you hit a police officer. But to where you could get that off your record after you serve your time or do your probation, whatever, then it comes off. And as long as you don't do the same crime again, it won't even pop up on your – they could have offered you that.
They did not offer me probation, Haida, at 22. I made the cut, and they did not offer me probation, Haida. They did not offer me that. The judge made it very specific. And like I said, you can watch this case on YouTube, Google. You can watch it anywhere that's on media. I'm telling you, A&E played it on one of their shows. A&E played it on their show. So what I'm saying is you can view this case. You can view every court case I had, everything. The judge made it very known that I was going to serve every day. She made it very known that I was not going to be offered probation hiding.
I think it's an anger thing. She's mad.
And she let it be known that...
Because you had a police officer.
She let that be known. She said that in open court that she think that my apology was sincere. But then she also said that she thought that I'm just crying because she don't think I should go to prison. It was never that case. Like I said, I've been very, 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 very straightforward with what I did.
But does she know you got kids now?
Yeah, she know I got kids. Well, the judge that sentenced me back then, but the judge that just, I'm talking about Lisa Gorsuch, yeah, she know I have kids.
But what did she say about that?
Listen, she didn't say nothing about that. Actually, she goes on to say to the guardian, she said, how are the kids doing? She didn't even ask me how my kids were doing. I had to chime in. I said, my kids are doing great. They're both in school. They're greedy. I love them. They listen. They talk. They walk. She was like, that's good. All right. I was talking to the guardians, but I understand. In open court, like, bro, you're throwing me. You're not even, like, do you not see me sitting here?
So my thing is, how can you pick? First of all, I gave you my kids to put in temporary custody. Now you're telling me I don't deserve to have my kids for whatever reason. But you know I got two more kids since then, and you ain't saying nothing about them.
Nothing.
Nothing.
That's all. You know what that is. That's playing a game. You playing a game with the kids.
Okay, let me see who we got. We got, man, these lines is
probably
lighting up over here.
Dennis over here asking for the number like he don't know it.
Oh, that's fine. Let me see who I'm going to open up the line to next. Let's see who we got. You're live with the Relax and Relay Show, Dennis. How you doing, sir?
Yo.
That's too annoying.
It is your boy ESPN from the hood, a.k.a. LeVar Ball from Jacksonville.
Yes.
Boy, and I'm live with the Relax and Relay Show. Shout out to Tammy. Not done yet. Rolo Solo Dolo. Fit Bree and everybody on the show tonight was good.
I just love it.
You know how it is when Sports Talk DC pull up on the scene. Hey, y'all boy, y'all people been having a great show tonight. A great, great show tonight, man. I'm just sitting back, you know what I'm saying, feeling the vibe, me up there, listening to all of the content. I just had to chime in for a minute and say what's up. Shout out to Rolo and Tammy. Y'all been doing y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to y'all and much success moving forward. Shout out to my baby Bree. I ain't seen you in a minute. Good to see you. You're good looking self. But anyhow, you know what I'm saying? Y'all boys, y'all stay up. You know what I'm saying? I was just giving y'all a shout out.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, my guy. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you. Thank you.
Guess what, DT? What this sound like?
Yeah.
What?
He wasn't even listening. You ain't hear it?
No, I didn't. Hey, Tammy, I'm gonna be in your other hood in a couple months. So I'm gonna call you, boo.
I'm gonna call you, boo.
You so irritating. What other hood?
I don't know, because you only from her.
Are you talking about Texas?
Yes, I'm talking about that. I'm talking about that other hood.
What, motherhood? What?
No, the Texas
hood.
What's the other
Texas hood? Duncanville, Mark. Duncanville.
Oh, Duncanville. Okay, then. Okay.
Yes, but
something to throw at him. Shut up.
Okay, look at
hey, but y'all be hey, but y'all be cool though, man. I love the Relax Relay Show. Shout out to Tammy and Rolo. Bree, again, good to see you, baby.
Yep. All right, you're now live with the Relax Relay Show. You got 30 seconds. You better talk it. What you got? Who to?
This is Big Live PIW putting in work. I'm just saying to the girl Bree right there, right?
Yes,
I can relate to what you're saying. I'm going through some things myself with the court stuff. Some of these judges, no matter what you do, they paint a picture of you. And it's like you can have a good representation. You can go in there, act properly. You can have a lawyer just weighed up. Sometimes you have to take that stuff beyond that judge. I personally had to actually write submit late papers to Lansing. I'm trying to get rid of the judge on my case.
I wonder if that's an option for you.
Well, I went to the judge and I went to the court, the clerk's office, and they told me, I said, I would like to be, you know, ordered a new judge with the fact that she don't have any kids and she has no emotion towards, her normal job is to split people up. She's a divorce judge.
I need everybody to tag Fox 2 Channel 4 on my page, please.
And I went to them and they gave me back a paper in the mail that stated that could not do that. That I did not have probable cause and that I was not basically high up in, you know, no type of government official, I guess they want to call it. And I,
you're not Illuminati enough for
them. Yeah. There we go. That's
and maybe
the
lawyer you get might can help you, though.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what you might want to also find out exactly what the guidelines, I asked Tammy on the line because it's kind of steep. Need to really find out the guidelines of when you signed over guardianship. What did that leave you as far as rights as a parent?
Yeah.
Because how long was
the
temporary? How long was that?
A year. It was only a year. When I came home, I extended it another year.
Okay.
But the way
the guidelines do it say they get to make decisions for your kids?
No, it does not say that. It says
well, they
that
never been
I
able
still
to.
Have my parental rights. I still have custodian visits and all this stuff in the guidelines. But as a sitting judge, like she made it be known, she's allowed to
now,
make any decision in her courtroom that she wants, even if
correct.
This is what the guidelines say. She said as a sitting judge,
right.
She can do that. She can go over that. She's let me know that in 2008.
Okay.
But you still have
options.
You still have options to protest against those motions if you
right.
have, you know, that's why it pays to get a lawyer so they know the laws that will actually back up what she's doing. Because, see, what she's doing is playing on the fact that you don't know the law.
Okay, so you said protest. Should I get my people out
playing,
there?
You're just playing catch-up. It's people that know this stuff, you know. So you not playing catch-up every time. It's like every time they do something, you reacting to it. That's why you need a lawyer. So you will go in there and you will be prepared for this stuff, and you're not reacting to it.
You're right. I'm getting me a lawyer. And as far as protest, you think I should get my people? We should make some signs standing in the courtroom.
No, you see, there you go again. You're not gonna win that fight out. You're gonna win that fight in the courtroom.
She's trying to get
law.
You a better understanding when you said protest. That's
right.
What went straight to her head when you said protest.
Right.
Like,
no,
we won't go.
We gotta teach some woosah over there because you gotta channel that energy in a different way. Before
you
shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, and then
get more
bees with honey.
Law that you need. It's like a different language. If you don't know it, you don't know it.
Yeah, it is. You right about that, for real. And as much as
so
I've been reading
just,
up on
you know,
the law,
the stuff,
it's
that,
crazy.
The stuff that people
just
think is just common sense stuff, it don't be like that for the law.
No, for the day. Yeah, we're going to bring you back. We're going to bring you back because this is only halftime.
Look,
I'm sure,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
This
ain't even the whole kin caboodle here. You see what I'm saying? It's just some of the things that we have discussed that you have going
but
on.
But you should leave. But she,
and then there's more going on.
Just in case the law.
And then, so, you know.
I'm going to put her information on my live because I tagged Fox 2 and Channel 4, and I ask people to do it as well, tag them. The more tags we get in the live, the more attention it'll get to them. So the people been tagging the news and stuff, so I'm going to put her information in there so they can contact her directly, contact me, because I'm going to help her and do whatever she got to do to get her kids back. I've lost, like, to death kids. And it broke me, seriously. So I can only imagine. I can't even imagine somebody telling me, I got a 13-year-old and a soon-to-be 10-year-old, and somebody telling me I can't see my kids every day, or somebody telling me I'm terminating or I'm keep what?
Hey, I have been there.
What?
I have been there.
And that fear was real for me.
I know how she feels.
It didn't happen like that. But I know how she feels because I had that same situation sort of where I had almost lost my child to the system. And so I understand it's a big fear. But one thing you cannot do is you cannot keep reacting to stuff. You got to get ahead of it. You need
I'm going to get ahead of it. I'm going to get ahead of it, and I'm going to get that I need for real, seriously. Like, I haven't got help outside of, you know, just knowing that who I am with a booming attitude. I got help. I deemed dead over
30 weeks
of counseling and everything.
No, you sound like you got a good support system, but sometimes we have the actual trained people to do shit, and this is one of those times.
You're talking about a government official. That's what they call it in court now, government official.
You need somebody that know that law and will be able to use that to protect you because that's what it's there for.
Yep.
And guess what? We need all y'all to tag, share video so that we can get where we need to be with this situation. And guess what?
We're going to get this story heard on the news, and somebody going to offer to do this for free, a lawyer.
We're going to start digging into Waterford and them detectives, since they don't know where this missing person is for a year, Mr. Craig Lyles. We're going to talk to them, too. You know what I'm saying? It's time for some things to happen.
It's time for things to change.
Yeah, it is. Real. You know, and We're gonna speak with Miss Martin. We're gonna see when she's available to come back so we can do the second half of this story, you know, because we got a long way to go. Because I'm pretty sure some other things are probably going to transpire during the time before we get you back on the show. So, you know.
Can I say one thing too?
Yes, ma'am.
We did say a lot of little things. Just for the record, there are some nice white officers.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I didn't ran into a lot of them in Waterford. Like, seriously, it is some nice white officers. I just didn't want to make it look like we was talking about, you know, the race thing and with officers this and that.
Nah,
just for the record.
Talking about the people in
blue. But some of our conversations we was talking about, the racism, it played a lot of part in targeting this and targeting that. But there are a lot of nice officers.
Not all are bad.
It's some out here, but it ain't not all of them.
But most of them, yes. They bad.
And nice white people, that's right.
And it's most people, but when it boils down to it,
it's about that trust thing. We got to see which ones we can trust. Now, that officer walking up to the car, because most of them going to walk up to your car automatically with that hand on that gun, like, sir, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
My hands is at 10 and 2 still, and you can get my wallet yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Out of one pocket.
Corny.
Okay, so Miss Kenya B, tell these people where they can find you and where you be.
I am at the Healing Matrix with Kenya on Instagram, and you can catch me on Facebook too with Kenya Batson. Every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7:30 on Facebook. You can check me out, and like I said, you can inbox me to do individual astrology reports. We can take a look at what you got coming at you for the next 3 months, transit reports, and we can definitely take a look at troubled talent areas, just like what this young lady was talking about. I'm sure that I could see some solutions there for her.
Cool.
I really do. When is your birthday? Can I answer?
April 12th, 1993. I'm an Aries.
I knew that.
You gotta
know that.
Aries,
gang.
Yes.
Right there.
I am pronounced the fan. Right. You know. Y'all can find Miss Kenya B on Instagram. Y'all make sure y'all check her out on Sundays. And then, you know, while y'all go out and hang out on the weekends and stuff, you need somebody to clean your house, you talk to Miss Smart while you're out, you know. And then, you know, if you need that fit for the weekend, come holler to me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a corny joke, right?
Yeah. It was corny, but you was right on
point with it, so it wasn't that
right,
corny.
Right, right, right. So, and for everybody that's out there listening and watching, I am trying to incorporate some health and wellness into the show. So if you got some of that good information, you know, let me know. Might get you put in the magazine, put you on somebody's TV or something. You know what I'm saying? As long as your content good, and hey, we can make it happen.
Well, I am a personal trainer also. I'm certified, period.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, we'll get into that.
If you need me to model for you, I'm willing to.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You might do like something like a Pilates or a yoga class or something.
Okay, sounds
good. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, that's the same thing that people watch on the DVD.
Yep.
Why not put it on TV?
DVD. How old are you?
I mean, that's what they used to watch. I mean, that's
smart
what
TV
that's what
me.
Smart TV. That's what it was. I mean, watch on TV then.
Yeah,
that's
what they
used to watch.
That is
I'm sorry.
My mama wanted me to just shout out her business right quick because she was trying to do it on the phone probably. She always going to be on the program.
Okay.
But anyway, anybody who needs counseling, marriage counseling, couples counseling, singles counseling, even children, if you have troubled children or somebody to talk to, my mom is a counselor, and she can give you all the extra details, but I'm just going to give you real quick the basis because I know Rolo got to go. But she, everything is confidential, just like a lawyer. Everything you talk about is confidential. Even if my mama, trust me, whatever y'all talk about, she ain't telling me nothing. She won't even tell me. If I call her right now, ask her something about my sister or brother, she going to tell me to call them. Seriously. Drives me nuts, but that's what happens. So, yeah, she is a counselor. She does have her own business, and her ministry is called Overcoming Faith. So if anybody ever needs to talk to her, she's a very resourceful person. Some of these judges are her friend, honestly. And stuff like that. So contact her. She's in the comments all through them. Her name is Peggy Johnson. And her phone number is 248-212-9061. Again, 248-212-9061. And I'll also pin it as well. And she has a 24-hour hotline. Excuse me, prayer line. Not a line. Prayer line. Call her anytime. Sorry, Ma. 24-hour prayer line. Call her anytime. She is a minister, and she will get you together.
She is so beautiful. Y'all heard her talking to me today. I felt everything she said. She's a very talented woman, very talented, very smart, intelligent, and very humble.
Very.
Very humble.
If y'all know why, if y'all want to know why I am the way I am, because they say preacher's kids is the worst one. Somebody tell me that.
It was me. It was me. I told you that. But, yeah, man, we've had a great show today, and it ain't even really the end of the show. It's just going to be a to-be continued because we've more things to talk about with this situation, and we got to get to the bottom of a couple things here, you know.
So are you getting a new co-host, or what's going on?
No, that was the perfect timing.
Shout out to my co-host, DJ Ant. Mr. Don't Forget the Tip of DJ. He always out there working while he working. You know what I'm talking about? Hey. We got the Working While You Working brand coming out also. Y'all laughing. Oh, for real. It's coming out. let's see. Yeah, this is Rolo Solo, man. We can get ready to sign out, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's the Relax and Relay Show. We will catch y'all on Wednesday. I might just start back doing my shows on Saturday if y'all really want to listen to me talk. I ain't going to say nothing. You know what? Saturdays, I just make sure I just play strictly music. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start reaching out.
Though.
Huh?
Yeah, play some crack.
Play some crack?
Yeah, I'm playing some shit that we can relate to.
Yeah,
shit
I am.
Was playing earlier. I only played
three songs.
Yeah.
Right.
I ain't know none of them.
Let's step your game up. So, yeah, man, we'll catch y'all next week on Hump Day. I hope y'all have a good, safe weekend. And we will talk to y'all later.
This is
Superstar
K.
And you tuned in to the R&R Show Live, home of the hottest indie artist playlist. Let's get it.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, the artist, Kali. You're now listening to Rolo Solo on Relax and Relate.
This is Relax and Relate.
I can relate to that.
Home of the Hot Indie Artist Playlist on IFM Radio with Canada's illest. Canada's illest. EJR Double. Relax and Relate every Wednesday and Friday, 7 to 9 p.m.
Don't miss it!
Hey, hey, look, dumbass, bad bitch, and she do what I say, so, yeah. Look, hey,
damn, Charlie, damn, Charlie.
All I ever wanted was a bad bitch. In 2020, give a fuck about the past shit. I'm getting cheese, give a fuck about a rap bitch. Hey, I just need a bitch to dash with. Hey, I just need a bitch to laugh with. Let's chop it up and let's forget about our past shit. I come off strong, but I still got the passion. Bought a cologne, got her coming out her pants quick. Niggas be sick when they see you making bands quick. Niggas a snitch just to get up out that jam quick. Free my brother Trey, he doing the tray.
34.
And fuck the other side if you feel away. I finally cut the grass, now I see the snake. It was crazy, I was in the field every day. Nah, nigga famous, gotta move a different way. My niggas like I got you, but that ain't gon' feel the same. That's why I gotta be persistent with this fucking aim. That's why I gotta keep my distance for you fucking lame. Free my brother Trey, he doing the trade. And fuck the other side if you feel away. I finally cut the grass, now I see the snakes. Shit was crazy, I was in the field every day. Nah, nigga famous, gotta move a different way. My niggas like I got you, but that ain't gon' feel the same. One bad bitch, and she do what I fucking say. She drink white, but tonight, hella Tuesday. And I only want the top like a toupee. She say she gotta eat the dick like a souffle. I say say less, she say touche. Spend a night bag, turn the suitcase. But her suitcase can't make my new place. Cause every new place, it's a new bay. I thought you knew bay, but that's how it goes. Catch me on the flight or I'm on the road. Did it by myself, standing 10 toes. I've been through a lot, but I never fold. Catch me on the yacht, getting hella blow. Turnt with my sis, yeah, money mo. Stacking all this paper, ain't no paper shortage. And you lame, stop trying to copy cause you can't afford it, dumbass.
Ooh, hey, dumbass nigga, hey, look, one bad bitches.